fire, fire everywhere. Everywhere that you turn in our faith, you see this theme and this symbolism and this reality of fire. Beginning from the bottom, we know about the fires of hell, and we speak about that, and that image is universal and has been there as long as we know about our faith. And then, of course, we're focusing on purgatory, and that theme and that image of fire is there. And we talk about the fires of purgatory, and that's the main instrument of suffering and of torture, so to speak, that we hear of. But we also see this fire in many other places in our faith. The angels use it as an instrument. We see in this one scene in the scriptures where an angel takes an ember from heaven to purify the lips of the prophet so that he could speak to the people. We also know of the angels that are called the seraphim, a Hebrew word that literally means the burning ones, because they are so close to God that they are literally set on fire. And fire is the primary image that we hear for the Holy Spirit. And then lastly, we hear about the Sacred Heart of Jesus. Today, we are praying for the souls in purgatory who are most devoted to this devotion, who are most devoted to Jesus's Sacred Heart. My friends, today is day 22, and my name is Alvaro, and this is a channel Uniquely Mary. Now, when we take a closer look at this image of fire and this reality of fire, it could be a little bit scary. It's as if the very substance of the divine being, of the Holy Trinity, has something to do with fire, and that this thing, this substance that we have on earth, communicates to us something of the reality of God, so much that it's used for hell, for purgatory, for the angels, for the Holy Spirit, and other places, and even including the Sacred Heart of Jesus. We hear even him speak of words in this devotion where he gave it to St. Margaret Mary Alacoque. These fires of this passion of this lover burning within him, and he wants to pour these out upon humanity. There's an intimate connection here between fire and suffering, obviously. Even St. Margaret Mary did things that we would find almost offensive. In fact, at one point she wanted to sign her life away to Jesus. She wanted to give her life completely to Jesus. And so she was asking her superior, and what she did was she carved Jesus' name on her chest with a knife and wanted to sign the document with blood. And later on, she wanted to seal it with fire. Things that we wouldn't even think would be permissible, and yet it shows us what God really wants us to be. Clearly, he does not want us to be cowards. Clearly, he does not want us to be lukewarm. Clearly, he does not want us to be boring or insipid or tasteless or sort of flat and one-dimensional. Fire speaks of the exact opposite of all of these things: zeal, fervor, excitement, multidimensional, totally given over, burning yourself completely for the other person. And this makes sense with everything that we've been learning. When we think of one of the greatest faults of the souls in purgatory is everything that I just described: lukewarmness, tepidity, doing religious actions just like as a habit or as a routine, kind of having this boring love towards God, and not serving others or God sufficiently. So when we pray for the holy souls in purgatory that had a devotion to the Sacred Heart of Jesus, what should we ask him? What should we ask them to obtain for us? We need to ask for this very substance, that we may love the Sacred Heart of Jesus so that the fire inside may burn us right now. Because if we burn in this life, we gain merit for the next life, we avoid purgatory, we gain other people for heaven, we get the souls in purgatory out of purgatory because of our own sufferings. We become saints, in one word. And that is truly what we want. The final obstacle that we all need to overcome is fear. We are all afraid of suffering. We're all afraid of losing our comfort. We're afraid of dying. And you can't have those and serve God. If this is a God of fire that is wants to burn you and send the Holy Spirit to set you on fire, like the angels that are the closest to him, we cannot be afraid of suffering. We cannot be afraid of death. We cannot be afraid of anything except offending God. This is the first thing that we must burn within us. My friends, if this journey and sojourn into purgatory has taught us anything, it is that we must lose fear and we must serve God, not thinking about what it will cost us, not thinking about whether it will kill us or not, serving God wholeheartedly. If there is a specific fruit of having a devotion to the Sacred Heart of Jesus, it's this, that fire become internal in our own hearts and that we burn from within so that we no longer have to labor against all these obstacles, but it becomes our very desire to be saints after the heart of Jesus. My friends, if this video is adding value to your life, please hit that like button to help it spread to as many people as possible. Do not be afraid to be turned into a seraphim out of love for Jesus and Mary and for the souls in purgatory, that you may be consumed out of service to them. Do not be afraid to do that. Rather, be afraid of having that not happen to you. Be afraid of what will happen if you remain lukewarm. Be afraid of what will happen if you serve Jesus halfway and then you arrive at the judgment seat and you stare at him and you realize you had the opportunity and you said no. That's what we should be afraid of. My friends, God bless you on this day 22 of this journey. I will see you tomorrow in day 22.